From Washington, this is VOA News. A second United States court has voted to uphold a block on President Trump's executive order that restricts travel from six mostly Muslim countries. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled unanimously Monday against Trump's temporary ban on the grounds that the president overstepped his authority when he issued his executive order on March 2nd. The three-judge panel said that while the Immigration and Nationality Act gives the president broad powers to both control entrance to the U.S. and protect U.S. security, immigration, the court said, even for the president, is not a one-person show. The decision echoed a previous ruling by the Virginia-based Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which on May 25th upheld a ruling from a judge in Maryland that blocked parts of the order. Russian police detained opposition leader Alexei Navalny and hundreds of his supporters throughout the country Monday in anti-corruption protests aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin and his allies. Navalny, who has announced his intention to run for president next year against Putin, was detained outside his home in Moscow shortly before demonstrators took to the streets there and in St. Petersburg and other cities. A Trump administration spokesman said the United States condemned the detentions. Reporters witnessed hundreds of protesters being detained, with one NGO tracking the demonstrations, reporting that at least 600 were arrested in Moscow and 300 arrested in St. Petersburg. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Qatar's finance minister expressed confidence in the ability of the country's economy to weather a diplomatic dispute with a group of countries that cut relations last week. In an interview broadcast Monday on CNBC, Ali Sherif El Ahmadi said there are some challenges, but that Qatar is, quote, going ahead with business as usual. He said, I don't think there is anything that we need to worry about in the local economy.
Behind the scenes, efforts to mediate between Qatar and its Gulf neighbors continued Monday as liquid natural gas shipments, Qatar's chief export, were disrupted by the sea blockade imposed by a number of Gulf countries and their allies, including Egypt. Qatari Foreign Minister Mohammed Abdul Rahman Al Thani traveled to Europe to meet with his British and French counterparts Monday. He says that Qatar's main preoccupation is the lifting of what he called an illegal embargo against it, both by land and by sea, as well as to ease the humanitarian crisis that has arisen because of it. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
European Union and Turkish officials are scheduled to meet in Brussels on Tuesday to try to put Turkey's decades-long on-again, off-again bid to join the EU back on track. Turkish-EU relations recently hit one of their lowest ebbs following a bitter war of words between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Brussels over his controversial referendum to extend his powers. The latest effort to reset ties was the fruit of Erdogan's visit to Brussels after his referendum victory in April. He is pressing for the opening of new EU membership chapters. Currently, 16 of the 35 membership chapters required to join the EU have been opened, and only one has been completed. Two corporate sponsors have pulled their support from a controversial New York Public Theater production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar that shows Caesar as U.S. President Donald Trump. Delta Airlines and Bank of America pulled their long-standing sponsorship of the program amid criticism that the play crosses a line when it depicts the grisly assassination of the Trump-Caesar character. Soon after Delta's announcement, Bank of America, a sponsor for 11 years, pulled its financial support. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., weighed in on Twitter, questioning how the public theater is funded. You can find more on these and other stories anytime at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.